I arrived at downtown Tampa's Liberty Plaza with tickets and a press badge and passed through the first security checkpoint. During a second security screening at the door to the theater, they found a code pink press release inside my bag. I told the employee that I was press and that there might be protesters at the event, and I was here to document it. She asked me to leave immediately, and I was let out by security. Outside, I talked to Andrea Assef, another woman denied entrance to the event.
Well, I just arrived here at Liberty Plaza a little bit late because it was very hard to find parking to attend a movie that I have a ticket for that I signed up for online and printed out and brought my ID, followed all the instructions to see the Citizens United movie screening of Occupy Unmasked. And when I presented my ticket and my ID, I was told that I was denied entrance because they have determined that I'm on a list for as a quote-unquote potential occupier.
Assef was promised details from a Citizens United employee. After she waited an hour and asked repeatedly for an explanation, no one showed up.
When I asked them how that determination was made, they said they weren't able to provide any information. So I have asked for someone to talk to someone who can provide that information because I feel it's an infringement on my civil liberties, to say the least, how on earth they would get information about me and decide without my knowledge.
Citizens United has sponsored many films. The group is probably best known because of a Supreme Court case which opened the doors for unlimited spending by corporations and nonprofits on political advertising and campaigns. After I was removed, event security told me I needed a special press invitation. At least two other journalists were denied access, including Sonny Boyd, a freelance journalist with credentials from the Foreign Press Association of New York.
I said, I would like to talk to your press point contact. And he says, oh, well, no, I'm sorry. You're not going to be able to do that. And I said, well, I'd like to talk to at least the head of security. And he goes, oh, no, well, you're not going to be able to do that. And I said, well, I've read online Liberty Plaza is supposed to be open to the public. They didn't make any, I haven't read any articles about how to acquire tickets. Most of everything I've seen has been, it's open to the public, you can come. Especially as a member of the press, I thought I would be allowed access in. I'm just trying to do a story here. And I was just told that if I didn't walk across the street, they were going to call law enforcement.
Some journalists were allowed inside the film screening. Chris Ferrone writes for the Boston Phoenix and authored a book about Occupy called 99 Nights with the 99%. He called the film barely a documentary.
When Barack Obama said he was a community organizer, that got the big laughs. Community organizing has went from being something that conservatives laugh at to being something that's being labeled as, you know, communism, anarchy, whatever name they can come up with. And I think that is probably the saddest part. A lot of this is high humor. I can only laugh at some of it. I mean, the thought that they're saying it's so violent, but they have to replay the same violent scenes.
I got nearly the same review from Code Pink's Medea Benjamin, who I caught up with after the screening.
I found it pretty boring. It was 80 minutes of showing the same footage over and over again from a total distorted point of view.
She said the film appealed to fear.
Well, the film Occupy Unmasked is pure propaganda. It takes a small minority of the Occupy movement that was breaking windows and burning things and acts like that's the whole movement and turns the movement into this violent movement that has no principles, that wants to attack people and property and poop on your cars and pee in your on your home or whatever. You know, it's just it's silly almost.
Benjamin and other Code Pinkers were being escorted out of the event when the director saw the group and invited them to stay. Benjamin participated in the Q&A after the film, which she said she appreciated.
They have a worldview that they're not going to change, and that worldview is one that it says that this present system is good and that this country is so great that any group that wants to make any kind of radical change is anti-American, and it distorts the history of this country. It distorts the idea that this country was founded on revolution and that radical change is actually a good thing from time to time, and that's what our founding fathers said to us.
The security officers said because the film was on private property, Citizens United could ask anyone to leave the area for any reason without explanation. For WMNF News, I'm Liz McKibben in Tampa.